Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, June 6th, and coming up in today's episode. Four arrested after fatal stampede at RCB celebration in Bengaluru. ED raids actor Dino Moria's home in Meethi River desilting scam probe. Umar Abdullah raises statehood demand in presence of Prime Minister Modi in Qatar. And Elon Musk claims Trump is in Epstein files, launches poll for a new political party amid feud. Four people have been arrested following the deadly stampede situation outside Bengaluru's Chinnaswamy Stadium during Royal Challengers Bengaluru or RCB's maiden IPL victory celebrations earlier this week. The incident left 11 dead and over 60 injured. Among those arrested is RCB's head of marketing Nikhil Sosle, who was detained at Kempo Gowda International Airport earlier today while heading to Mumbai. Sosle had posted about a victory parade at the stadium just 3 hours before the event began. The post is now under scrutiny as police investigate the lack of planning and crowd control. The other three arrested are Sunil Matthew, Vice President of DNA Entertainment Private Limited, and two other employees, Kiran and Sumanth. DNA Entertainment was responsible for organizing the event. BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia commented on the situation and said, quote, "The kind of planning takes time. It cannot be done in a hasty manner. Nobody should be allowed to go scot-free for any lapses on their part," unquote. Police have also stated that Karnataka State Cricket Association, KSCA, proceeded with the event despite permission being denied. Inspector Girish AK of Cubbon Park Police Station has formally accused KSCA of negligence. However, the KSCA has approached the Karnataka High Court seeking an urgent hearing against the FIR against its senior officials. In their petition, the association claims the event was convened on the directive of the state government and not by KSCA itself. It states, the KSCA Managing Committee only handles the venue on rental basis. It does not deal with the audience, spectators or fans. The petition also notes that event took place in the presence of Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Sivakumar and senior bureaucrats. Following the tragedy, the state government has suspended several police officers, including Bengaluru Police Commissioner B. Dayananda, a judicial commission led by retired Karnataka High Court Justice Michael Dacuna has been appointed to investigate the matter. However, the firing of police officials has not gone down smoothly with the opposition, who have called it a kangaroo FIR. The stampede occurred at multiple gates of the stadium after a crowd of over 3 lakh people gathered, far exceeding 35,000 seat capacity. The massive turnout followed RCB's historic IPL victory, its first since joining the tournament 18 years ago. It is being reported that the arrested individuals may soon be transferred to the CID for further questioning. The Enforcement Directorate or ED is currently carrying out raids at actor Dino Moria's residence in Mumbai as a part of a money laundering investigation connected to the Meethi River desilting scam. The searches, which have been ongoing for over 6 hours at the time of this recording, are being conducted under the Provisions of Prevention of Money Laundering Act or PMLA. Sources have confirmed that Mr. Moria is present in the property while the raid continues. In total, the ED is reportedly searching more than 15 locations across Mumbai and Kochi, including at homes and offices of Mr. Moria, his brother Santino Moria, several contractors and other individuals allegedly linked to the case. These developments come shortly after Dino Moria and his brother appeared before the Economic Offences Wing or EOW of the Mumbai Police for questioning. Their session lasted nearly 8 hours. Investigations say that both brothers have been in contact with Ketan Kadam, a key suspect in the case, who was arrested in May. According to police sources, analysis of Kadam's call records revealed frequent communication between him and Mr. Moria. The nature of these conversations is now a part of a broader investigation, and the controversy centers on the desilting operations of the Meethi River, a 17.8-kilometer-long waterway that originates from the Vihar and Powai lakes and empties into the Mahim Creek and the Arabian Sea. After the catastrophic Mumbai floods of July 2005, in which over 1,000 people died, attention turned to the heavily polluted and silt-clogged river. Since then, several large-scale desilting projects have been carried out, particularly before the monsoon. Last month, the EOW alleged irregularities totaling Rs. 65 crore in the Meethi River desilting contracts. A case has been registered against 13 people, including officials of the BMC, a Kerala-based firm, and suspects Ketan Kadam and Jay Joshi, who are involved in renting specialized silt removal machinery. The ED's probe is focused on tracing the flow of money linked to these contracts and identifying whether illicit gains were laundered through shell companies or personal investments. As the investigation continues, officials are expected to question more people connected to the project and the actor himself. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah addressed the issue of statehood for the Union Territory in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The remarks were made during an official event in Katra, Riyasi district, where PM Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated several development projects, including the Chenab Railway Bridge and the Katra-Srinagar Vande Bharat Express. Sharing the stage with Prime Minister Modi and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Mr. Abdullah reflected on the transformation of Jammu and Kashmir's administrative status and used the moment to call attention to demand the restoration of statehood, a long-time demand since the abrogation of Article 370 and the resultant bifurcation of the state into union territories. Quote, "I've had the privilege of joining the Prime Minister in several railway projects in Jammu and Kashmir, first at the inauguration of Anantnag Railway Station and then for the Banihal Tunnel. After these brief congratulatory messages, he turned political and said that since 2014, the same four people were present when the Katra Railway Station was inaugurated. Back then, Manoj Sinha was Minister of State for Railways and is now the Lieutenant Governor, a promotion. But I, who was Chief Minister of a state, am now Chief Minister of a Union Territory, a demotion. Still, I believe things will return to normal and Jammu and Kashmir will regain statehood under Prime Minister Modi's leadership." The comments were made in a light-hearted tone but underscored the continuing political call for the full statehood to be restored to Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Modi, on his first visit to Jammu and Kashmir since Operation Sindoor, also inaugurated the Chenab Railway Bridge. The bridge is now the tallest railway bridge in the world. Upon arriving at the Air Force Station in Udhampur, the Prime Minister travelled to the Chenab Bridge site, where he interacted with engineers, labourers and officials involved in the construction. The event also featured the launch of Katra-Srinagar Vande Bharat Express, further improving connectivity in the region. The public fallout or breakup between Elon Musk and President Donald Trump has intensified, with the tech billionaire making explosive allegations and floating the idea of forming a new political party. In a dramatic post on X, Musk's very own social media platform, he claimed that Trump is named in the confidential Epstein files, a treasure trove of records gathered during the investigations into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. This is what he posted. "Time to drop the really big bomb. Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT." The post came just over an hour after Trump told reporters he was very disappointed in Elon for opposing his legislative package known as the Big Beautiful Bill, a truly Trumpian statement. That legislation, heavily backed by Trump, proposes sweeping tax cuts, major infrastructure spending, and stricter immigration enforcement. It has also sparked criticism for potentially driving the federal deficit up by $2.4 trillion over the next decade. Musk, whose electric vehicle company Tesla may be affected by cuts to green subsidies under the bill, called it a disgusting abomination. Adding fuel to the fire, Musk launched a viral poll on X, asking his 200 million followers whether the US needed a new political party that actually represents the 80% in the middle. The poll drew over 4.1 million votes, with 81% responding yes. In reply to a conservative commentator who said Republicans would be forced to choose between Musk and Trump, Musk said, Trump has 3.5 years left as president, but I will be around for 40 plus years. Online reactions to Musk's poll were sharply divided. One user called it the start of the second American Revolution, while another pushed for electoral reform like ranked choice voting. However, some urged Musk and Trump to reconcile and not break up. With one commentator writing, the MAGA party, we need you, and Trump to talk to you privately and resolve this. Trump in an Oval Office press conference alongside German Chancellor Friedrich Merz acknowledged the rift and said Elon and I had great relationship. I don't know if he will anymore. I've helped out Elon a lot. However, Elon claims that he helped Trump a lot by helping him win the 2025 elections. Claiming credit for Trump's political success, Musk wrote on social media, without me, Trump would have lost the election. Such ingratitude. The ongoing feud combined with Musk's claims about the Epstein investigation and his political ambitions is drawing intense scrutiny in Washington and all over the globe, really. Well, that's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily news and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.